Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 732. Today, Dawn asks,
what do I do if I don't like my characters?
Kill them.
That was going to be my answer, actually, so I'm with him.
Kill them, torture them, hold them up for public ridicule, and make people pay you for the privilege, or, as I like to call it, write. You don't have to like your characters in order to write a compelling story. All you have to do is make your characters interesting. Likeable is completely optional. And frankly, the world would be a better place if people were less focused on making characters likable and more focused on making them interesting. Because likable characters who are likable out of the gate are boring or creepy.
Oh, I have to disagree with you a little bit on that one. I don't think that literature would be improved by having less likable characters, because literature tends to have unlikable characters, and fiction has overly likable characters.
When I say literature, I actually mean literature, not literature, the genre.
Okay.
This is something that'll come up in a later episode in this recording block, but there's this old saw that great men are seldom good men, and it's true. The things that it takes to make a character or a person heroic, memorable, world-shaking are often not the same qualities you want in someone you have over for Sunday dinner. Frequently, they're antithetical, though they can coexist in a particular person. But the process of getting to know an interesting character, a great character, over the course of a book is the process of engaging in, I believe it was Voltaire's maxim, to understand all is to forgive all. By coming to know the character, you come to like them, because you're engaging in sympathy with their point of view. Even if you don't wind up thinking they're good, even if they're not the kind of person you'd want to have over for dinner, you experience the world vicariously through their experience, and it's what gives fiction, per se, its genuine cultural value. Entertainment is great, but fiction's cultural value comes through its ability to expand our consciousness. And when you're just hanging out with people you like, and note I said just, when you're just hanging out with people you like, you don't get a lot of that. You can get entertained. You don't get your consciousness expanded much. If you're finding yourself writing characters you don't like, that might actually be a good sign. There's something inside you, perhaps, that you're not entirely comfortable with, that you need to get out, that you're trying to process through. I've talked before about how I find it useful to have rules for myself to prevent myself from liking my characters too much. I love my characters, many of them, but there's not many of them I really like. And there's a difference, you know. You can love your brother who's an annoying twat face, but not like him very much. These things happen. Relationships are complicated. But I do things deliberately as an author to make sure that I don't like my characters as much as I might want to, because it keeps me at one remove. It keeps me working to get into their heads. If I like them too much, I find that it's easier for them to become me. And that's not good. At least not for the kind of stories I like to write. So if you're finding that it is much easier for you to write characters you don't like, that might be a really good thing. You might have a leg up on a lot of the rest of us who just want to like our characters. You might have something inside you that is trying to work itself out, and without you knowing it, it's projecting itself into your characters, and so you're interacting with a part of yourself you don't like in a gestalt fashion. That can be deeply therapeutic. So what I would do if I found myself in your position is I would write like the wind and find out what's going on. because it might wind up being really interesting. And if you are finding it unpleasant, well, introduce minor characters that you do like. You know, ones you don't have to stay in their head too long, so they can come in like, like an offbeat B character in an old movie and spice up the room for a minute or two. Those kinds of characters are fantastic.
And they're certainly the most interesting characters in most every Disney movie made after 1990.
Which is really tragic, actually. But bring in those quirky side characters that you just, you know, they make you smile, or they make you feel like, like the world's a bit of a better place from time to time, so that you can have a bit of an emotional break from just dealing with the characters you don't like. But yeah, right through, I bet you're going to find interesting stuff. So, good luck, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.